Topic 104, Limitation of Words. 1. In the next century, when a man's equipment is better developed and when a truer meaning of group activity is available, it will be possible to convey more information, but the time is not yet. All that is possible for me is to grope for those feeble words which will somewhat clothe the thought. As they clothe it, they limit it, and I am guilty of creating new prisoners who must ultimately be released. All books are prison houses of ideas, and only when speech and writing are superseded by telepathic communication and by intuitive interplay will the plan and the technique of its expression be grasped in clearer fashion. I talk now in symbols. I manipulate words in order to create a certain impression. I construct a thought form which, when dynamic enough, can impress the brain of a transmitting agent such as yourself. But as I do so, I know well how much must be left unrelated, and how seldom it is possible to do more than point out a cosmology, macrocosmic or microcosmic, which will suffice to convey a temporary picture of divine reality. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 523. 2. But how can the whole be comprehended by the part? How can the entire plan be noted by a soul which sees as yet but a tiny fraction of the structure? Bear this steadily in mind as you study and ponder these instructions, and remember that in the light of future knowledge of humanity, all that is here conveyed is like a fifth reader in grammar school to the textbooks utilized by a college professor. It will serve, however, to graduate the aspirant out of the hall of learning into the hall of wisdom if he uses the information given. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 524. 3. Learn to be telepathic and intuitive. Then these forms of words and these ideas, clothed in form, will not be needed. You can then stand face to face with the naked truth and live and work in the terrain of ideas and not in the world of forms. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 524. 4. Remember, how can a certain statement be entirely true when we consider the limitations of your power to comprehend? It is impossible for me to convey to you the truth because there exists neither the terminology nor an adequate groundwork of knowledge on your part. This makes my task difficult. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, page 33. 5. I would have you, as you read my words, retreat within yourselves and seek to think, feel, and perceive at your highest possible level of consciousness. The effort to do this will bear much fruit and bring rich reward to you. You will not grasp the full intention of these words, but your sense of awareness will begin to react to triadal impression. I know not how else to word this, limited as I am by the necessity of language. You may not register anything consciously, for the brain of the average disciple is as yet insensitive to monadic vibration. Even if the disciple is capable of some responsiveness, there are not the needed words in which to express the sensed idea or to clothe the concept. It is therefore impossible to put the divine ideas into their ideal form and then to bring them down into the world of meaning and from thence into the world of symbols. What I say will therefore have more significance towards the close of this century, when men will have recovered from the chaos and cruelty of war, and when the new and higher spiritual influences are being steadily poured out. I write, my brothers, for the future. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 287.